Studio now. I'm Tom Rowe, and we've got a full studio now. Dwight Grimm, is that your full name there?
There you are. Is.
From the and what is the full name of the new Greenville movie drive-in movie theater?
Greenville Drive-In is what it's been, and our Facebook page is Greenville Drive-In Outdoor Cinema.
Reopening this weekend, and we also have with us Jennifer and Corey from the. Is it still the Cruisin' 50th Diner?
It's the Cruisin' Diner.
Cruisin' Diner in Acre on Route 23, which reopened a month ago.
Yes, May 29th.
May 29th, and is back in business. Welcome, everybody, to and thanks for getting Greene County going again.
Thank you.
We'll start, I guess, Jennifer and Corey. You got the Cruisin' Diner open last month. So what? How did you get to that point? Why did you decide to reopen the diner?
Well, I think first of all, it's just a really cool nostalgic place. It takes you back to the 50s. You just walk into place and you feel like I'm back here. So it's real nostalgic. You know, everything that's on the wall is all about music, and I'm a musician myself, and my wife and I have been working together for a while.
You guys have a band. We're going to hear a little bit of your CD. Revealer is the band?
Yeah. Could be. Could This Be Faith is the title track. Yeah, we released it about 2 years ago.
And I think I've heard some music wafting over from the diner recently.
Oh, it could be.
So you guys have had some performances? Or
yes,
when do people play?
We have an open mic on Wednesday nights. And so musicians are welcome to come down, poets, spoken word. We kind of do like what Cafe Lena does up in Saratoga. And it's real informal, and all are welcome to come and share their talents.
And have you changed the menu? Is it still 50s diner food?
It's all water and possum burgers now.
That'll go over much better
that's
now.
That's funny. We actually... my dad owned the galley down at Dutchman's Landing in Catskill, and we actually brought their menu out to the diner. The galley closed up and moved to Cruisin' Diner, and we've actually enhanced that with Wednesday and Thursday night dinner specials that we do, and it's just really awesome. It's kind of like a Johnny Rockets atmosphere, burgers and fries and enjoy. Comfort food.
And what days are you open now?
We are open 7 days a week. We open on Monday and Tuesday from 11 to 7, the rest of the week 11 to 9.
All right. And what events do you have coming up this summer? You have some the diners had the cruising events before with the old cars. Any of those things?
Yes, they begin on Thursday, July 9th. So the Greene County
on Thursday
Cruisers
nights?
Will be with us on Thursday nights. Second and fourth Thursday of the month, and we have some other events planned. Benefit in July on July 19th for our local family, and then we're also working with the Veterans Miracle Center up in Albany, and they are having an event in August, I believe the 15th, and then the town chamber is putting on a sock hop Labor Day weekend. So we hope to see you all.
And you were saying you're also working with the town park events? You'll be at the town park for the fireworks Saturday?
Right, yes, we will. We'll have a booth in the pavilion, and we'll be serving up Hershey ice cream. And then every night when they have music in the park, we will be there doing ice cream.
And what is the event this weekend at the park? Is it a bed race? Is that what
I'm not sure exactly what all they have going on. I know they have a carnival set up, and it starts at 4, if I'm not mistaken.
And the fireworks are at dusk, I guess?
That's correct.
And what else? If somebody comes to the diner, what is the thing on the menu that they should get?
Well, I recommend everything.
I think sausage and peppers and bacon cheeseburgers are the two best sellers, though, at the moment.
Yeah, and we get a lot of compliments about those.
Yeah.
And I guess the best thing to talk about with a 50s diner is a 50s drive-in movie theater.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Are you guys excited that there's a drive-in movie theater back in Greenville?
I think it's great. Well, way back in the 50s, that's how teenagers hung out, at the diner or they went to the drive-in. And so that's cool. Yeah.
What made you bring the Greenville drive-in back?
Well, it was kind of interesting. We were looking for a building for another purpose. One of my other hats is I'm attached to the craft beverage movement, so I also make tonic and bitters and a few other things. And so I was looking for I was actually looking for a commercial kitchen, and so I was looking a variety of places around the neighborhood, and I found one set of buildings that was going to be perfect, and I thought we were going to end up in there. And anyway, there was some back and forth, and it did not happen. And as I was talking to a few of the locals about what I was trying to find, a friend of mine was like, "Well, you know, we still have the Greenville Drive-In. You could probably operate out of the kitchen in there." And I was like, "Ah, that would be an interesting idea." So we went and looked at the kitchen, but then of course we're like, "Well, it's a drive-in. Like, if I'm going to use the kitchen, why not also open the drive-in?" So I'm a video producer by trade, and the big critical thing that was missing from the Greenville Drive-In was a digital projector.
All the movie theaters kind of went digital a couple years ago, right?
In 2007, they made the switch, and we're basically at the point now where you cannot even get a 35mm film. It's extraordinarily difficult and expensive. And so
the drive-in was already had projectors in it, but did not have digital projectors.
It had two legacy 35mm projectors in it, and we needed to put a digital projector in it.
And I guess that's a lot of money, probably.
It is a lot of money, and fortunately, the way the technology works, you know, we're actually at a point where the first round had already come through, and so the earlier projectors were now being offered as refurbs, and you know, it's like I knew enough vendors in the business working as a video producer. I was able to make a couple of calls and find a refurbished unit that was more affordable. I mean, it's still expensive, but it was at least within reach. And so, my wife and I took sort of a leap of faith, and we purchased the projector. And we had it installed at the beginning of June, and so we basically spent the month of June trying to make sure that I know how to operate.
And you guys have been fundraising too, right? You had a Kickstarter campaign?
Because we spent all of our money on the projector, that didn't leave a whole lot left for things like insurance and gravel and the concession stand was in reasonable shape, but there were still some things like the popcorn machine was broken, and so we had to get that fixed and this, that, and the other. So
you can't really have a movie theater without popcorn.
No, you cannot. So we did launch a Kickstarter campaign. And what's nice about the reason we went Kickstarter versus some of the other options was the fact that with Kickstarter, everyone who contributes gets rewards. Like we sort of saw the campaign not so much as a please donate to our business as so much as it was more like a pre-sales tool. And so most of the rewards that we offered for Kickstarter were actually ticket blocks and put your name up on the screen if you want to advertise. Like we did a lot of pre-sales through Kickstarter versus please give us some money. And I think people responded to that really well. What was so interesting about the Kickstarter campaign, my wife and I both have been sort of global nomads for most of our lives, and we had people from all over the world contribute. I think it's the drive-in speaks to people even outside of the United mm-hmm. States. I grew up in Central Australia, and we had the only first run movie theater I had in Alice Springs was the drive-in. So all of my teens were spent going to the drive-in there. Mm-hmm. And for people in Australia, like that still speaks to them as well. So we had people from Australia, from Iceland, from Singapore. We had people all over the place, and of course a ton of our local supporters all contributing. So I mean, it was really great to see the response and to see how it resonates with people. I think there's something beautiful about outdoor movies. I had a chance to go and one of the last times I was home in Australia, and I went to Sydney. They have one of the largest film festivals in the world is a film festival called Tropfest, which is short films, and they're shown outside. It started in Sydney, but now they're like simulcast all over Australia, maybe even New Zealand. They get literally over 100,000 people attend these events. And so there's really something about the experience, and that's really what we're trying to do with the Greenville Drive-In. It's a little less about what we're actually showing versus the experience of coming with your community to watch movies together. And that's really what we're trying to focus on with the drive.
And the drive-in opened originally in 1959. Is that what I read?
It did. June 18th. 19th, 1959. It was a curious double feature of Quantrill's Raiders and the remarkable Mr. Pennypacker. Interestingly
enough, don't know either of those.
No. Well, the funny thing is, the remarkable Mr. Pennypacker seems to be a lighthearted comedy about bigamy. It's a guy, like an ad executive, who has two families that don't know about each other. It's a little odd. Quantrill's Raiders was a traditional 50s Western. Oddly enough, I have both of them on DVD. It was our intention. We really were hoping to be open by June 18th to show them. Didn't quite happen, but I will tell you now, next year for June 18th...
That was the original date, June 18th, 1959.
Yep, we will show that double feature next year. It's also worth noting, it's been in a lot of our promotional material. This area gave birth to outdoor cinema in the United States. So everybody knows that the drive-in movie theater started in New Jersey in 1933. However, the very first outdoor screening of a motion picture happened in Schoharie on June 7th, 1917, which a couple people have pointed out. It's like, the 100-year anniversary is coming up, which we are really hoping. I need to reach out to Schoharie and try and talk to them about this, but we really want to be part of like a 100-year anniversary of outdoor movies. And what was so great about how they did it in Schoharie is it was a free movie on Thursday nights that they screened against the courthouse. And people, at the height of it, apparently they were getting as many as 10,000 people would show up for these events. And everybody in the town would come out. The movies were free, but you would rent the seat. And people did, in fact, also drive. So even though it wasn't an official drive-in, people would drive up to see it. And, you know, to me, it's like I'm eighth generation to Schoharie, and I just love the fact that it's like I feel like everything that we're doing is sort of part of my own history. And it's really, I find that to be really important and gratifying, that sort of to try and keep this particular tradition alive in this area means a lot to me.
If you just tuned in, we're speaking with Dwight Grimm from the new reopened Greenville Drive-In that reopens this weekend, and also Jennifer and Corey from the Cruisin' Diner that's reopened last month on Route 23 in Acre. Do you guys know when the diner first opened originally? Is it an old Legs Diamond hangout
Legs Diamond. We were actually doing some research on that. I'll have to get back to you on that, but it is that area. So we've heard some
every
stories.
House along here has some claim to Legs Diamond.
Exactly, we've
I think.
Heard some stories about it, and I'm actually reaching out to find out some of the history on that. I thought that would be really cool to know.
I don't think Legs cooked for himself, so I think he needed to go find a place to eat.
I think it's really interesting to note, though, that this area has always been a tourism area, and I think that places like the drive-in, the diner, they kind of bring you back in time. Our motto, a step back in time, and in the world we're living in, I think that it's just it's nice for families to go back to a place like that. Gives you some peace, and you can just walk in and you can forget about what's going on in the world. You can kind of just take a little bit of time, breathe, and enjoy family time. So I think that's really important in this area.
So Dwight, tell us, what's the schedule for this weekend? This is the grand opening. When do things reopen?
Well, Saturday night is our official big grand reopening.
July 4th.
July 4th. We will have Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then on July 5th is going to be American Graffiti. And if you have a car older than 1980, you get in for free. And that's really something we're really trying to encourage, sort of groups of people to come in. So
you're going to have Westerns where people can come on their own horse?
Sure, sure. I mean, we have kind of an interesting... My wife and I have been delighting in sort of going through the possibilities of what our movie schedule is going to be. Both my wife and I are movie lovers, and I think that's part of the thing that we love so much. We love what we are presenting. And, it's been interesting for me. I have not, even though I've been in the video business, I haven't been in the exhibition side of filmmaking.
You didn't have a summer job at that Australian drive-in?
I did not. I was my job in Australia, I was a photographer for the newspaper. So I've been in the visual arts for a long time, but the exhibition thing's been kind of interesting because I've spoken with a lot of other drive-in owners and film bookers and whatever, and I think I get the sense from a lot of their perspective, you know, the movie is just simply a commodity. It's like they might as well be selling toilet paper or something to some degree. And, you know, for us, my wife and I are both passionate cinephiles. And so the idea of being able to, like, be invested in what we're showing to everyone and really trying to share our passion with our audience is really what we're trying to do. I think one of the interesting departures, we've elected not to do the traditional double feature for a variety of reasons. Sort of straw polling a lot of people, everybody was like, I could never make it to the second movie, especially up here where we can't start the movie until the first movie until 9 o'clock. That often meant that the second movie wasn't beginning until almost midnight, and by that time, you know, unless most people were sound asleep or they just couldn't wait to get to the second movie. So what we elected to do instead was to run a single feature, but we're running sort of a variety block beforehand, which is going to be shorts and cartoons. We're going back to that sort of old style.
Newsreels.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I may actually run some of the old newsreels just for kicks. So, you know, for me, that's been kind of fun. I dislike the word curate, but to be honest, that's what I'm kind of doing, as far as, like, I'm going through, like, a lot of these old shorts and vintage ads and sort of stuff to put together, you know, an interesting visual experience for people that is taking, you know, it's going, stepping back in time. I really love some of the old ads are awesome. You know, so we've been finding ads to sort of support what we're selling at the concession stand, but back from like the 60s, and it's, some of them are just crazy. They're awesome. And we've got shorts to go along with some of them. One of the short, so this is one of those places where I'm really trying to take some of the new ideas and incorporate them into sort of the old ideas, which is, like, I've been finding videos online that may have gone viral and reaching out to some of the filmmakers, and I'm like, oh, it's great that you can send this out to 2 million phones, but have you had them on an 80-foot screen? And it's funny because they all respond to that. Really, all of these filmmakers, you may be making something that you want to go viral across the world, but at your heart, you really want to see it on a big, giant screen in front of 500 people. And so people respond to that. So we've got a lineup of some of these shorts that are, you know, it's fabulous to watch them on your phone, but it's a whole different thing when it's on the screen. Hmm. And that's really something that I've been talking about with a lot of folks. It's just, when I grew up, I saw, you know, I was of the VHS generation, so I saw, like, The Godfather on VHS in the, you know, in my house. And when I was about 26 or 27, I lived around the corner from the American Museum of the Moving Image, and I got to go see Godfather the way it was meant to be seen, like full screen in a theater, like whatever. And it was an absolutely different experience, different movie even. Like, you left with, like, oh my God. Like, and so that's part of what I love about the drive-in and the screen experience, is that it's viscerally different than watching content on your phone. And so that's part of what I'm trying to bring back with the drive-in, is this idea of the movie-going experience with your community. Like, it's fun to sit there with your friends, and it's like you're connected versus, you know, watching it in your bedroom on your iPad.
And you're going to, like, I think there's some folks shooting or working on a movie about the East Durham music scene.
Yeah, that's Kevin Ferguson, I believe.
So you know already. Mm-hmm.
I reached out to Kevin a while back. I am hoping that we will have him. I'm hoping that we'll screen his movie there. I've reached out to a couple of the local filmmakers. I'm really keen to have people come in, people who are local filmmakers, to be able to show at the drive-in, not only to show the movie, but, you know, to be able to come and present and talk. There's always something great about where you're able to actually chat with the filmmaker and be able to you get a deeper sense of what you're seeing. But yeah, so Kevin and I chatted a couple months back. I'm not sure when we'll be able to have him.
So you're interested in local films or films about the area or by local filmmakers, perhaps?
Yeah. So there was even one shot at, and I'm forgetting the name of Tom's movie. I want to say it was Cold Lands. Tom Gilroy shot a film, and even part of it was shot at the Greenville Drive-In. So I'm hoping at some point
it was shot at the Greenville Drive-In.
Yeah,
so there's
a couple of scenes. Yeah. So I'm hoping to show that. But again, it's like this idea that I think if you're connected to the content, people will show up. You know, it's like I just love the idea of of the kids who are shooting their own film nearby, and it's like, come to the drive-in. I'll put it up before the feature, because I want you to be able to come in and see it, you know, and I want you to be able to show your friends on the big screen. Like, there's something so compelling about that, and we have the opportunity to do that. And I think that's we were speaking a little bit about this earlier with the digital projector, but that is the huge advantage that the digital projector gives us over the old 35 millimeter projectors, is that we can pretty much project anything. I've already started playing video games on my screen, and I have to tell you, like, we're going to open that up. I think one night a week we're going to have like a video game night and do tournaments there.
And on the big screen, you're going to play video games.
Oh, I've been sitting in the middle of the field. My wife and I have been playing head-to-head out in the middle of the field, and it's awesome. I mean, it's just such a kind of cool, magical experience. And again, even if you've got two people playing head-to-head, there's still, if there's a crowd there, it turns into a thing, you know? Mm. So, it just, again, it's really, for me, it's about...
You have play-by-play announcers on the
FM
transmitter?
I may do that myself. I may do that. I think it would be fun. I really just, you know, I like the idea of, like, really trying to engage the community to come in and be part of what we're doing at the drive-in, versus just being like, okay, here's a movie theater, and this is what I'm playing, and you can either come or not come. I'm trying to reverse that theory to be like, okay, what, as a community, what do we want to see and what do we want to see together?
So folks should approach you guys with ideas or proposals. Why don't you guys all give out some contact information? I know you have a Facebook page.
We are Greenville Drive-In Outdoor Cinema on Facebook, and we are drivein32.com is our URL.
And our Facebook page is Cruisin' 50s Diner. We also can be reached at our at the business phone. My cell phone does not work at the diner. Some people have tried to call that number. But if
it's hill over there blocks it.
Yeah, it does. But it's 518-622-8807 is the diner number. And we are doing takeout. And we're also within a certain area, mostly Main Street and Caro and off of Main Street. We will deliver down there during the week. So if you want lunch brought into your business, call us and we'll bring it down to you.
Sometimes you're in the park too with the special events.
Exactly. We'll be all of the park events that are going on this summer, we'll be at serving ice cream. And I just wanted to just add too, you talk about the community and filming, and I think that's a lot of what we're trying to do with the diner is music, is bringing in the audio side of that. And we want local people. Stop in. We have a beautiful gazebo. We're fully equipped. We have a beautiful sound system. And we just want, you know, if you are just an aspiring musician, come play. You know, this is your opportunity.
Open
mics there
on Wednesday night.
Wednesday
nights.
They start at 7, and it runs from 7 to 9. But, you know, any night of the week is fine, you know.
You guys are open seven
days a week.
11 to 9?
11 to 9, except with the exception of Monday and Tuesday.
I've noticed that for a lot of the open mic nights here, I'm always shocked by how much talent there is. There's really, like, this is a very musical community.
Yes.
I mean, we were already talking about Kevin's.
Durham. There's not just the Irish musicians here. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you guys are finding that with your open mic nights, is that I'm sure the talent quality is significant for an open mic night.
I visited Cafe Lena quite a few times. Bob Dylan got booed off that stage way back when. So it's a real nostalgic place in itself, carries a lot of history, music history, and we have a tremendous amount of talent here in the Northeast.
And Dwight, so what is your schedule now? You're going to be open how many nights
a week? We're definitely going to be open every Friday and Saturday night through the summer. We will likely be open most Sunday nights. We're trying to kind of almost brand the individual nights themselves. So Saturday night's obviously sort of the big family night. So the movies will reflect that. Friday night skews a little more date night, but it's still family friendly. Sunday night's going to be a little more on the classic side. That's probably where you'll find the Breakfast at Tiffany's kind of vibe happening. Wednesday nights, I think we're going to try and brand those as I'm starting to develop cinema with a twist as sort of my own kind of, I guess, media brand. I have a article in the Pioneer, or column in the Greenville Pioneer, and I have a show on WIOX as Cinema with a Twist. And so I think what I'm going to end up doing is Wednesday nights will be sort of my unusual fair night, where it's kind of like the filmmakers who I'm interviewing. I'm going to hope to try and bring them actually up for Wednesday night. So that'll be kind of more like documentaries and independent film. There might be some unusual Australian movies in that slot. Again, I try to pitch for my homeland. I'm American, but my family still lives there and I grew up in Australia, so I feel like I'm Australian at heart. But so Wednesday nights will probably be kind of a very eclectic mix. And then there'll be at least one other night in there that'll probably be video game night, which is probably going to be Monday night. But again, it's one of those sort of things where we're trying to remain fairly flexible. So if there's something that comes up where it's like, oh, we all get together on Thursday nights and, you know, it'd be great to have our gathering, you know, at the drive-in on Thursday nights. If there are enough people, like, you know, well, we're open to that. But anyway, we're shooting for probably about 4 nights a week.
And we're all assuming we all know where the Greenville drive-in is, but it's right on Route 32 in Greenville. What over top of that lake? What is that lake?
that lake has a kind of a fascinating story, which the folks who live on it sort of clued me into. It's a man-made lake that was made by the same gentleman who made the drive-in, Peter Corellis. And my understanding is he made that lake for the town of Greenville, I believe. I think he thought it was going to be, you know, where people could come and recreate on the lake. It's like 34 acres or something like that. But yes, we are between Freehold and Greenville. So if you head north on 32, I always find it interesting because it's like 32 goes right into Albany. Everybody, you know, up here we're kind of like, well, you know, we're out in the Catskills or whatever. But you know, I turn right out my door in Greenville, and you know, I'm in Albany in half an hour. So we're not as far out as people might necessarily think.
And you started the story going into the kitchen, I think, at the drive-in. Did you can tell us what are you going to be serving at the drive-in?
So, well, to begin with, we're in sort of a standard concession stand kind of vibe, with a big notable exception, which is that we have been very diligent about trying to source local or at least New York State products to go into the drive. So we've got ice cream sandwiches from Twisted Sisters right there in Greenville, and or Twisted Sisters, Twisted Ladies. We have potato chips from North Fork. I've got friends out in Greenport, and so we kind of know the folks who make those potato chips. And you know, our water is from Saratoga, and you know, we've really been tried to be very, very mindful that everything we've got at the in the concession stand is from our neighbors, effectively. Mm-hmm. And as we progress with that, it's going to stay fairly consistent. We have put in for a liquor license. We're actually trying to build a beer garden on the side of it, and we will be using. Basically, I know most of the brewers in the neighborhood, so we're hoping that, you know,
it'll be locally sourced.
Exactly. So again, you know, everything about our drive-in is really about trying to promote local business and communities. So the ads that we're running are for all the local businesses. The vendors are all our neighbors, and it's really trying to use the drive-in as an economic engine for everyone around us. And most importantly, it's like you guys can attest, you know, the thing with small business is trying to get your word out, trying to get the, you know, here's what we do and here's what we're about. And really, you know, it's the beautiful thing about having an 80-foot screen that I can put whatever content on. I can promote for all of our neighbors, and I'm keen to do that and passionate, and that's really part of the whole model beyond just showing movies, is like how can we get the word out about what we are doing here in the Northern Catskills?
Yeah, I think I would say the exact same thing. It's pretty funny that we are both here on the same day, because that's exactly what we're trying to promote also at the diner. It's a spirit of community. We have a gift shop. That's what we're working towards, is putting local vendors' products in the gift shop. You know, that's what we want. This is about, you know, everyone. And it's great for the economy of the county. So,
all right, well, give your contact information again in case somebody local that produces something for the gift shop or for the concession stand wants to get in touch.
All right, well, we are Cruisin' Diner. You can find us on Facebook at Cruisin' 50s Diner, or you can reach us by landline phone at the diner, 518-622-8807.
And we are, if you're looking for us on Facebook, we are the Greenville Drive-In Outdoor Theater, Outdoor Cinema. And you can also reach us by phone, 518-966-2177, or at our website, which is www.drivein32.com.
And the drive-in debuts or re-debuts, reopens Saturday night, I guess at dusk.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the doors will open at 7 p.m., and that's one of the things going forward. It'll actually open earlier in future dates, both because the dusk obviously gets earlier. But in general, we're trying to encourage people to come on the early side and hang out. It is a big open grass field, and it's one of the things that sets the Greenville Drive-In apart from just about every other drive-in around, is that we are not a big giant field of asphalt or gravel.
Usually it's asphalt with little patches of grass or weeds.
Exactly. And we are all grass, which is, you know, painful for the mowing, but I think for our patrons, it's just awesome to be able to run around in the grass. We're trying to encourage people to come early and, you know, get yourself situated and swing by the concession stand and not wait till dusk, but we will be open. Doors open at 7, with the show starting these days about 8:45, 9 o'clock.
And that's Saturday, and then mostly Wednesdays through Sunday nights. Generally, is what you're shooting for when you get going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think Tuesday night is the only night that I think will definitely not be happening. But every other night has a sort of potential. We will be posting things. We do have the marquee along Route 32, so you'll see signage as we go, and obviously it'll be updated frequently on Facebook and our webpage. And, you know, we're trying to figure out our advertising as far as a lot of the local newspapers and whatnot. You'll see ad for us this week in the Greenville Pioneer, and this is a new thing for us. I mean, I think it sounds like you had at least run
a little bit
of experience in the restaurant business, whereas for myself and my wife, even though we've run businesses before and, you know, video production is somewhat adjacent, really I haven't had a situation where I'm throwing a party that potentially 1,000 people could show up every night. I mean, it is kind of, I mean, we have space for 234 cars or something like that, which frankly, everybody.
How many people come in their trunk?
Yeah, I know. It'd be interesting to see. I never did that as a kid, but, you know, I know it's been done.
I did.
For the most part, everybody's like, oh, why, you know, we're actually hoping for sort of more of a build up than a, like, everybody show. Like, I mean, obviously we're very excited about the grand opening. Everybody seems very excited about it, but, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation. Like, what happens if everybody shows up?
Well, you've got a good day, because there's lots of stuff going on Saturday night, July 4th. Otherwise, you could go to get ice cream at the park with from the diner. And the diner tonight is the open mic, too, and then you guys are open 7 days a week, 11 to 7 or 11 to 9.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, correct.
All right.
But seven days a week?
And tonight, the open mic is 7 o'clock. People,
7 o'clock
musicians
tonight.
Should show up with the guitars in hand.
That's it.
Mandolins or violins.
Or harmonica, whatever you'd like to bring.
Yeah, banjos. We welcome all.
I just have to ask, you guys have, is it all indoors? Is there outdoor space?
There's both.
Yeah, it's
pavilion outside.
But
we're
the performances are being done outdoor.
Okay.
Exactly.
Under the pavilion
there?
Under
the gazebo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gazebo, yes.
Yeah. And also, I believe our cook is serving up some homemade manicotti tonight, Italian style.
That was a secret. You let it out.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
Well, won't tell anyone.
Yeah. So stop by the diner tonight. It'll be great fun.
All right. So we're going to go out with your band Revealer and the track Every Place I Want to Go. So you got a couple different places you can go this weekend now.
Yes, you do.